Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. We thank you for the summary that you, the very useful summary that you emailed to us yesterday, and also for your opening remarks yesterday and today. This outlining of approaches of various characteristics by you, my delegation finds it very useful and very cogent. It has certainly regulated and channeled our thoughts in the right direction. Mr. Chairman, we feel that the characterization should not be an avenue to complicate the debate on laws or to procrastinate while the technology continues to evolve and weaponize. In terms of approach, my delegation sees the first one identified by you as the separative approach as the most appropriate one. Through a combination of inclusive and exclusion of various attributes, we can identify weapon systems that could be characterized as laws or lethal autonomous weapon systems. This, in our view, should be a technical issue. However, from what we observe here, what we observed yesterday and today during the debate, it is being turned into a political one suiting our respective policy positions. Despite the caveat mentioned by you, Mr. Chairman, that the characterization debate should be viewed independently and without prejudice to the eventual regulatory response. So we should first and foremost de-link the characterization debate from its policy and its political dimensions. For my delegation, the most important factors to bear in mind for characterization of laws is autonomy. Any weapon system that can kill a human by selecting and engaging a target, which some term as critical functions, but in an autonomous manner, that is, without any direct control or supervision of human, should be characterized as a lethal autonomous weapon system. The idea is to capture weapon systems that have the capability to act autonomously, regardless of whether their users have the intention to apply them in autonomous mode. Intentions should not guide the characterization and the regulatory response, but rather the inherent capabilities. This is what Switzerland described as an autonomous weapon with a manual override or a self-destruct or self-deactivate function. Should not in of itself exclude a weapon system from being characterized as laws. This also means that meaningful human control over autonomous weapon systems in of itself neither provides the panacea or solution nor excludes any weapon systems from the GGE scope. This is again a capability versus intention issue. A weapon system capable of acting autonomously, regardless of whether the possessor intends to use it under human supervision, should not affect our consideration of how we characterize it. Lastly, Mr. Chairman, at this stage, my delegation is of the view that we need to simplify and demystify the debate and try to focus on reaching at a working understanding, if not necessarily a legal, comprehensive, or all-encompassing definition. Thank you very much.